You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Alyssa Turney.
On this episode, we're going to tackle a mystery out of Phoenix, Arizona, with a lot of disturbing twists and turns. 17-year-old Alyssa Turney vanished.
Alyssa Turney.
Alyssa Marie Turney.
Disappearance of Alyssa Turney.
And today's a really exciting episode because we are talking about the case of Alyssa Turney.
Okay, so today we are doing Alyssa Turney.
Alyssa Turney.
Alyssa Turney.
Alyssa Marie Turney was a 17-year-old from Phoenix, Arizona.
And someone reached out to me there and said, would you please cover the story of my missing sister? And ever since, I have essentially been in contact, I think daily, with Sarah. Her name is Sarah Turney and her sister is Alyssa.
But do the clues to Alyssa's disappearance point much closer to home?
Mike was watching his own children through a video camera.
Alyssa had told them very graphic things, very disturbing things.
Secret home movies, a warehouse packed with evidence, and a cold case that turns hot.
Again, there's only two people that can confirm whether I did it or didn't. One is me, and the other is Alyssa.
A family torn apart.
My name is Sarah Turney, and you might have heard of my sister Alyssa's story before.
Be there at the deathbed, sir, and I'll give you all the honest answers you want to hear.
Why don't you give them to me now?
Because you got them now.
But I promise that you've never heard it like this. On Voices for Justice, I'm going to dive deep into Alyssa's case like never before.
Dad! Dad's a pervert!
I'm going to interview people you've never heard from, and I'm going to expose more about the police, my family, and myself than ever before.
I'm not asking you to move forward on it. I'm asking you to acknowledge that he wasn't briefed on the case, which you're not going to do, and I understand, but he wasn't. Okay. He said that he was aware that there were no sexual allegations, which is completely crazy to me because there's over 25 people in your documents that allege this. So when he says that, I don't know what he's talking about.
I've held back a lot for a long time, and I'm ready to release it on my own terms. The police told me that my best chance is media exposure, and I've been working for years to amplify my voice through others. But now, I'm ready to make some noise. Subscribe to Voices for Justice today on iTunes and most podcast players.
Allegations, as you say, were people saying Alyssa said something had happened. He tried something, but there weren't any specific acts.
Alyssa had told them very graphic things, very disturbing things.
So that may have been what Sergeant Corus was referring to. There were no specific acts that anybody was aware of.
Okay, whatever you'd like to say, I'm not going to go round and round. It's all email is public record, and I'm happy with that.
Okay.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in store, on social media, and beyond. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/crimes, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/crimes to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/crimes.